Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for waiting. We welcome to the earnings call of Copasa for the results of the third quarter of 2021. We have here Carlos Augusto Botero, Director of RI and Director of Investor Relations with Copasa. This will be recorded and all the participants are just hearing the presentation. Thereafter, we're going to start the Q&A. Should anybody need any assistance, please call the operator typing asterisk one or two. We have also the simultaneous translation via webcast, and you can access on the address ri.copasa.br. Also the presentation will be available for download. Before continuing, anything that is said in this teleconference in regards to the perspective of businesses, operational goals of Copasa, are premises and expectations of the board of directors. It's based on information readily available and based on future events that depend on circumstances that may or may not take place. Changes in the macroeconomic policy and other operational factors can also lead to results that differ materially from the ones expected. Now, we give the floor to Carlos Augusto Botero, and he will do the presentation. Thank you, Dr. Carlos. Thank you for the opportunity. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Marcelo. Thank you for your participation. I am here with my RI director and Dr. Ricardo Simões. Let's start. This is the part of third quarter 2021. Slide two. We can see the results obtained in the results of 2021. Over the next slides, we're going to talk about the details for, well, the financial results. We can see here our net revenue that has grown 2.5% in regards to the third quarter of 2020, surpassing the mark of 1.3 billion reais. Before we talk about the cost and expenses, we can see here the factors that impacted significantly the results of the third quarter. Comparatively speaking, we have two effects that are extraordinary, non-recurrent. One of them is our voluntary retirement plan and the integrity of the values were provisioned in September 2021, totaling 252 million reais. 152 million reais. We have over 9,000 people adhering, and we start in October. Now we are programmed for 200 employees per month. Our payback is 11 months. PDPI will result in 10% of our employees leaving, and therefore we will have a negative impact in this month. We will recover up ahead for the future. Another very important non-recurrent factor, the tariffs, as you can see, and the most representative was regarding the services in Belo Horizonte. Very important to highlight that this effect, this impact happened in the period of  2012 to 2018. We're just correcting these effects that happened in 2012, 2018. The total impact of these returns is 187 million reais and 11 million reais already returned in September of 21. The difference corresponding to 127 million was provisioned in September, and this was accounted with as other operational expenses. 44 million reais we registered as financial expenses. Now, talking about the costs and expenses, if we do not consider the provisions of 152 million reais of PDVI, as we have in the third quarter of 21, it was 985 million reais, an increase of 6.7% in the third quarter of 20. In regards to the other earnings in 2020, we had positive results. In the third quarter of 21, the value was impacted by the provision of the tariffs, and it was negative in 152 million. Now, adjusted EBITDA, then we are not disconsidering the 152 million from PDVI and the return of tariffs, 152 and 86 million, 82 million respectively. Now, we can see that is 472 versus 526. According to the financial result, the value is negative in 19 million reais, and the value was 38 million negative. Due to the fact presented here, the net revenue is 16 million reais, and we have to highlight that if we disconsider the non-recurrent events that I just mentioned and the tariffs, we have the net revenue for 16 million reais, 295 million, a drop of 18.8%.
Now on the next slide, we're going to detail the main variations in the accounts of our results, starting with water and sewage. This is what we have. Comparing to the same period of the last year, and we can highlight that one of the main factors here in income has to do with 1% variation for water, 2% for sewage. The increase here has to do with the savings for water and sewage. Now, in tariffs and in rates, we had an average of 0.4%. We can see here 3.04% in November 2020. And then there was a review with a reduction of 1.5% in the tariffs. On slide 4, we can see the evolution of the manageable costs. This also includes or considers the PDVI. And in the third quarter of 2020, we can see here the amount registered. Now we're going to also detail the variations. In staff cost, we see that it went up 7% approximately, up to more than 300,000. So we had a collective bargaining with a variation of 6.7% in the period from May 2020 to 2021. We also have a change here in the number of employees in the last 12 months. It's worth saying that this still does not reflect the PDVI that was implemented. Now, in third-party companies, we see an increase in the third quarter, especially because of the IT costs and professional services. And regarding the losses, we have a reduction of 44% approximately. We see that in the third quarter of 2020, we had a change in the methodology of the CLV. There was also an increase in material costs, which grew due to the increase in prices of those types of systems and also an amortization of the valid contracts. Finally, the tariff went up due to municipal sanitation services, there was a readjustment in November 2020, and then in August 2021, we know that there was also a change in the tariff. On slide 5, we're going to see the evolution of the non-manageable costs. We can see that it went up 32% in the first quarter of 2021, comparing with the previous year. We have here a value of 170. So we have a cost for electricity, an increase of 33%. It's not just the tariffs, but also the consumption due to the operational demand and also growth in electricity and subsidies. For fuels, we see that it went up 43.4% as well, and the total expenses in that period went to 1.1 billion reais, 23% increase basically. But if we consider the expenses without the PDVI, then it would have been 6.7% increase. Now on slide 6, we're presenting the other revenues, the other expenses for other operational revenues. We see a drop 43% approximately due to a few changes in the classifications in the third quarter of 2021 due to some judicial processes, and that resulted in, at the time, we saw different provisions. There is an increase in other operational expenses as well, as I mentioned before, and in the financial results we see an increase here getting to 90 million reais. And this is mainly due to interest rates and also the financial review that SAI has established. Now on slide 7, we have the EBITDA margins. We see here a drop of 10% approximately. It went to 472. In the third quarter of 2021. So that would be the adjusted EBITDA figure here. It's important to say again that these figures, they consider PDVI and the tariff of 83 million. In a summarized way, we see the results of the company. We see electricity, 33% increase. Fuel, we see staff, we see third-party services. We see the margins of the company and also the extraordinary effects, non-recurring effects that I have mentioned. Well, now on slide 8. We also have the investment program of the company. In the first few months, Capasa invested 284 in water, 225 in sewage, as you can see here. As was approved in December 2020, for the next 4 years, we're going to have a program with investments of 1.3 billion reais. Now on slide 9, now talking about debt of the company, we see the debt of 4 billion reais approximately in September 2021, which 18% is short term. The debt went to 2.57 million approximately. And you see the comparison with the previous years here. And we see the comparison as well here for EBITDA and also the debt. Well, on slide 10, We see a little bit more about that. And the average ticket, CDI is now 40% of the debt of Copasa. We see that that's mainly due to the debentures that we have, around 500 million reais. And the second series here of the 16th emission issue is going to be in 2021, around 507 million reais. DJLP, due to some amortizations, went from 17% in 20 to 9% in 2021. We also have the European Bank of Investments here, and we have 6% of the amount, of the total amount of debt in foreign currency. The drop has to do with also a prepay of the debt with Banco do Brasil, and it was around 25 million reais, approximately. Now on the average ticket, the percentage went to 6.7% due to the increase in the interest rates. Now the debt level went up in September 20. It was 31.7%, and in September 2021, it went to 38.7%. On slide 11, we're talking about the compensation for shareholders. Here we see for September 17, we see the playoff, around 50% of the adjusted profits. For the 9 months of 21, Copasa declared 273 million reais as compensation for the shareholders. As was informed to the market, the policy is now being reviewed, so the council is going to decide, the committee is going to decide on that, and then have a shareholders meeting to discuss this a little bit more further. On slide 12, we have seen all of the financial figures. Now I just wanted to mention our data on concession contracts. Copasa and Copanor have 640 concessions of water in their operations. In sewage, it's 310. 266 are operated, and with that, the company has 12 million for EBITDA in water and 8.4 million inhabitants in terms of sewage. Now we see the 10 main concessions of Copasa as well, which is around 51% of the total invoicing. In September, we have 39 expired concessions, and in June 2021, the company has 69, actually, which is 3% of the revenue. Now on the water situation, on slide 13, you see the situation in Belo Horizonte, the levels of the reservoirs. In Paraopeba, so Rio Manso, and in 2021, we started with the 5,000 liters per second, which is the flow rate, and that should occur at the end of this year. So with the levels that we've seen in the reservoirs, the company is in a more comfortable position in Belo Horizonte. Well, this is the end of the slide presentation. with the operational financial results of the third quarter. I will now turn it over to the operator for the Q&A session. Very well. We'll start with the questions now for investors and analysts. At the end, we'll have the journalists as well. If you have a question, type star 9. We have a question from Renato. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Renato Pinto from Scotiabank. Just wanted to understand a bit about the following beginning of the year. The programmed investment was 1.3 billion reais, and 600,000 have been invested already. So in 2021, next year, actually, you have programmed another few millions.
There is a lot of topics ahead, and here we have a policy of dividends that is very interesting. And
so I wanted to know to get to the execution of such a high capex, I wanted to know what the plan would be, because in 1 year it is a difficult thing to do. And also in terms of cash generation, how are you going to finance this capex that goes up? Thank you for the question. I'm going to answer these and then I'll turn it over to Ricardo to answer more of the technical part of this. Well, about the investment plan, at the beginning of the year, we had a lot of rain, we had the pandemic as well. So yes, we had an impact. But in the past 2 years, the runway for CapEx for the company, it went up significantly. So that gives us yet another idea comparing to last year's performance. And that will lead us to the levels that we expect to have for the next few years. But let me turn it over to our technical director, Ricardo Simões, to give you more information. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Just to compliment on that, the company is indeed trying to accelerate its recovery, its capacity of investment to try and deal with all of the contracts that are already in place and also the ones determined by the framework. We are recovering our capacity of investment for the volume of investment. We have a significant acceleration, and the levels that we have now in the second semester are higher than what we had in previous years. And the perspective is that we're going to have a backlog of projects already available now. So everything that has been contracted now, you have a perspective that for 2022, the company will continue this recovery of investments. And thanks to that, it is going to be able to deal with all of the contracts that are ongoing.
And to finance this CapEx, that is higher than the averages for last year, how do you work this? Well, as I told you, in the part of the increment of the gross debt, we just captured $652 million in the market. Therefore, we're completely equated for 22 in regards to CapEx. And the company always tries to be in the market, trying to capture, and also out of this total, not only considering all the transactions, last transaction, we have almost 1.6 billion so contracted that were still not disbursed. Thank you. Very good. Remember that to ask a question, you just have to type *9 in your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, should you want to ask a question, *9 on your telephone. We have a composite team here available. The questions can be asked via webcast. So we're waiting for the questions. Should you want to have any questions, type *9. Oh, if we don't have any more questions, we're going to have the Q&A for the journalist. Please type *9. Marcelo, here are the questions, and I'm going to read them. Then we can answer. The question is from Lucas. What is the perspective for the distribution of dividends for the next quarters and having the need of investment according to the operational goals of the company? Lucas, as I told you, we're in the phase of reviewing the dividend. And as you've mentioned, we have other variables, other external factors, and we just had a review, the tariff review of 2021, and all of these factors, they bring important discussions, and therefore the need for the review of the dividends.
and as the program was presented to the Administration Council, the Board of Directors, we will review that policy of dividends, and from then on, we will have more clarity in regards to the distribution of possible dividends. But just to let you know, that the company currently distributed 50% of the profits. There was a question from David. Are we going to have extraordinary dividends this year? I believe that I answered this in the other question. In regards to Reynaldo, the expenses that reduced the profits in 21 are recurrent or non-recurrent? They are mainly non-recurrent. It was 152 million, the effect, and 140 million reais, the effect in the DRI, as I highlighted very well. Besides those costs, non-recurrence, we've had the effects, as I told you, 7.3% of an increment in the personnel, 33% in the line of energy, 11.5% in service lines for third parties. Besides these costs, the non-recurrent, we also had the other costs that are inflationary effects. The next question is from Reynaldo. What are the measures that COPASA wants to have so that the measures are not expenses recurrent? Dr. Cristiani can answer. Hello, good morning. Let me just do a correction. He's probably talking about the state of Minas Gerais. And COPASA has adopted. So this is not recurrent. But the most important thing is to say that the changes in the tariffs that happen in the next process of tariffs, it already mentions the regulatory agency, which are the different tariffs for the regulatory agency of the state of Minas Gerais, considered that COPASA invoiced the service for the treatment of sewage in some connections due to the breakage in the lines. In the current tariff structure, there is the tariff for the treatment of sewage, and this thesis cannot be applied anymore. There is a considerable difference here in the regulatory process. The other causes that were measured and the update for the registration were also adopted. So, Reynaldo, the possibility of an inflation such as the one of 2020, which was related to the tariff structure, now disappears.
Should you have any questions, asterisk 9 in your telephone. Question about Luciano Centeno, concession of Ipachinga in 2022. Good evening, Luciano. Good afternoon. The concession has been defined in a contract for the year 2022. The negotiations are ongoing, and we cannot anticipate anything. The representativeness of this concession for Copasa is 1.8%. Another question. First is operational question. The curiosity about the increase of 2 water and 1 sewage concession when comparison to 2020. What is the relevance for these concessions? These are concessions that are close to the concession portfolio of Copasa that got into an operation in 2020, and they have small representativeness for Copasa. Another question from Anderson Septup. The company wants to do extraordinary dividends payment. Let's wait. There was another question. Copasa is studying the solar panels, the idea of implementing solar panels to reduce electric energy. Actually, Copasa is studying not only the utilization of photovoltaic energy, but the several sources, alternative sources of energy. We published a proposal for the private market so that we present studies and alternatives for the use of photovoltaic energy, for the use of the gases that stem from the sewage, and for the residue of the waterways. So these studies are being evaluated, and now we're using the solar panels and the alternatives would be for the assembly of solar panels in areas available for the company, but also the implementation of the solar panels . These studies are under analysis. They were submitted to the company, and the evaluation process is undergoing. Another question that is very similar to the other questions in regards to the pricing of dividends. Antonio Moraes Araújo. This is being reviewed. We have external factors that are important, such as the tariffs review. This made us revisit that we would have the need to review the dividend policy, and that is the main reason.
A question from Antonio Luis about the penalties. Well, hello, Antonio. It's hard to explain that in a general manner. You know that this is a different thing that Copasa is doing, using its right of defense and to manifest the penalties. If you have any other questions, please press star nine. We're just waiting for the rest of the webcast questions. There's a question from Felipe. Will there be any cost effect for 2021? No, Felipe, the PDVSA had its effect accounted for in September 21. A question from Thais Virata. How are you preparing for the new framework? Hello, Thais. The company prepared for this. We have hired companies that are looking at the viability. Financial viability and we are looking at some consulting companies that are independent as well. So this process is ongoing now. It is well advanced. And we will follow the deadline put in the decree that reduced the deadline for December 2021. So all of the protocols and documents will be done by then. Another question by Thais. I would also like to know if with the advance of the studies and all that, if there are discussions for new concessions or PPTs of the company. Well, we're always looking at the movements in the market. We understand this is very important. This is something that Copasa needs to do for the challenges, to see what challenges there are out there in the market. We have a question by Paulo Henrique. The result wasn't good for the market and small investors did suffer a lot. So what kind of message would you leave for them? For them to trust the company? That's a great question, Paulo. An important thing about that, as you can see, this impact, non-recurring impact for PDVI is going to have some important results, consequences. As I said before, we are now, the performance, as Dr. Ricardo mentioned, the investment performance has increased and we are now able to deal with future investments as well. The company, in terms of resources, the company has a good idea of the cash flow. The water situation also is, I would say, pretty favorable, as I said before. And also, we have all the other operational aspects. Luciana has a question. Good morning. What do you expect for next year, considering inflation and the investments? Do you think it's possible that we're going to have another negative readjustment? Well, just wanted to say that at the end of the process of the tariff review in 2021, this was not a readjustment. It was a complete review of the scenario, of the regulations, of the expenses and the tariff, also the projection of the market growth. So the tariff was reviewed in 2021. In 2022, we also had a readjustment of the rates that the macroeconomic aspects will maybe change the situation. The readjustment will only deal with the inflation rate, basically. So that's what I can tell you right now. Okay, we are expecting the rest of the questions. Marcelo, there are a few questions about dividends here, but we have already answered that. Very similar to the other questions. Okay. We'll see if the journalists have questions. If any journalists here today want to ask a question, you can press *9. We have the Kupaza team here for you. Just journalists now. See if the press has any questions. You can press *9. Or you can also send your question through the webcast. Very well. This is the end of our Q&A session. I will turn it over to the Financial Director, Carlos Augusto Roberto, for the final comments. Sir Carlos, you have the floor. Thank you, Marcelo. I'd like to thank everyone again for participating in this conference. We remain at your disposal should you need anything. For future questions or any doubts that you might have. Thank you very much. Very well. This is the end of our audio conference. Thank you all very much for participating. May you have an excellent day. Thank you.